Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nedarim Daf Pei Vav. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins from Daf Pei Vav Omid Beis. Note Daf Pei Vav Omid Beis, five lines from the top at the new Mishnah. The Mishnah reads, Nodra Ishto V'Sovur Shenodra Bito. A woman vowed, a married woman vowed, and the husband thought that it's the daughter that vowed. Nodra Bito V'Sovur Shenodra Ishto, or the opposite. Nodra V'Nozir V'Sovur Shenodra B'Korban. She vowed to become a Nozir, but the husband thought that the vow was to bring a sacrifice. Nodra b'korban, v'savur shenodra b'nozir. Or the other way around, where she vowed that something should be upon her like a sacrifice, and the husband thought that she had vowed to become a nozir. Nodra mitainim, v'savur shenodra min hoanovim. She vowed not to benefit from tainim, but the husband thought that the vow was not to benefit from grapes. Nodra min hoanovim, v'sovur shenodra min hatainim, or the other way around. Hareze yachzer v'yofer. The husband, having annulled the vow under, we'll say, a mistaken understanding, is expected to mefer again, to annul again. L'meimra, this Mishnah would then seem to suggest the Yoni Osa Davkahu. This is a quote from the Pasuk, which you can see quoted in Rashi, a second line from the bottom, Ki Heini Ovia Osa. The reference to a father stopping his daughter from the vow, namely annulling the vow. And the word Osa is a word to be taken in a specific fashion. Rashi, referring to, let us say, the opening of the Mishnah, where a man's wife had vowed, but he thought it was his daughter. So Rashi says, second line from the bottom, L'meimro d'hai d'chtiv kiheini oivi oisa, dafka oisa hu d'bino she'e mefer l'shem oisa n'aderes dafka. That the husband or father, when annulling, he has to annul with the specific vower in mind. And if it turns out that he annulled thinking that it was someone else, it wouldn't be an effective annulment. The Gemara continues at the top of Daf Pei Zayin. V'ha gabi kroim. With regard to another topic, it has to do with tearing in the case of bereavement, in the case of mourning. Even though the actual source is dealing with the tearing for King Shaul and his son Yehoinasan, but nevertheless a principle is going to be raised over here. And regarding Kroim tearing, Dichtiv Al, Dichtiv, the Pasuk says Al Shaul, Ve'al Yehoinasan Beno. The word Al is a word indicating specificity. The tearing out of the news of the death of Shaul and the news of the death of his son Yehoinasan, V'tanya, and in the following Tanaic source, which by the way we marking as source Aleph, Omru lo meis ovi v'kara. A person was informed that one's father died, and upon hearing that bad news, the son tore his garment, as is expected. And then it turns out that it wasn't his father that died, it was his son that died. Yotza yaday kriya. He has fulfilled his kriya requirements. So that, what do we see from here? That even though the pasuk uses a word indicating something specific, that in truth, it's not to be taken so literally. And likewise, the word osa, kiheni ovi osa, that we saw quoted at the bottom of Pevav Amidbeis, is lav dafka, shouldn't be taken so literally. Well, if that's the case, then how do we explain the Mishnah that said that if the person thought it was his wife that vowed, it turned out that it was daughter that vowed, and he annulled with the mistaken thought that it was the wife, that it's not a good annulment? The Gemara answers, Amri lo kashya, there isn't a contradiction. Ha bestam v'ha v'meforesh. We take a look at Rashi, that you see on the first of the narrow lines, kan bestam kan meforesh, gabi kriya shikora stam. He did the, in the case of the tearing, where we saw that specificity is not required, the tearing was done also not with any specific intention. It was a tearing was done because of the hearing of bad news. He tore because he heard bad news, not with a specific intention that he's tearing because it's his father or that it's his son that died. But in the Mishnah, where it was his wife that vowed, and he said, I'm annulling my daughter's vow. Then when it turns out, not like he thought, he has to then do the annulment again with the proper person in mind. The Gemara now asks a question from another Tanaic source, which would seem to contradict the first Brisa. We have Brisa Aleph that we read already, at the end of which you see the dashed underlining Yotzi Yedei Kriya. And now we have a source that says Omru Lo Meisa Vivikora V'Yachka Nimtza Beno. Same circumstances as the first source, where he was informed that his father died and he tore out of mourning for his father's death, and it turned out that it was really his son that died. Loi Yotzi Yedei Kriya. He hasn't fulfilled his kriya requirements. Now we have a seeming contradiction between these two Tanaic sources. The Gemara continues. We skip the two lines that you can see in parentheses, but this is courtesy of the Bach version. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi resolves as follows. Kan besoch kedei dibor, kan lacha kedei dibor. And the Gemara will explain itself. So we have source Aleph, which is a case where the recognition, the revelation of the correct information was instantaneous. It was instantaneous of the tearing. The tearing, and then within 2 seconds, he was straightened out regarding the information, so the tearing that he did is sufficient. The Gemara explains, Ha de ko amris yosidei kriya, source Aleph that said that he fulfills the requirements of tearing kriya, that expression of mourning for the death of his son, even though initially when he tore, he had heard that it was his father that died. Shenimtza b'no b'sokadei dibur, he discovers that it was his son within a very short time frame that's referred to by the common expression toch kadei dibur. Totally Dibur is within the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Basically, the amount of time it takes to say those three words. So if you found a correction, the correct information within 2 or 3 seconds of the tearing, so you don't have to tear again. Ha di Amris Lo Yosidei Kriya, source Bayes that says that the tearing that was done under initially wrong or incorrect circumstances, and he has to tear again, li'achar kedei dibor. That's when the correction was discovered more than 3 seconds after his tearing. V'ha tanya. And here we have a point. Notice we have a long point. And this is a Tanaic source that's brought in to support Rav Ashi. And we say a Tanaic source, essentially it's going to be the Tanaic source as explained by Rav Shimon ben Pazi later on. V'ha'tanya, mi sheyesh lo chelu b'sech beisov v'nis aleph u'chemeduma shemes v'kara. A person has a relative in his house that's deathly ill, and you noticed, nis aleph means he fainted, means it appeared, u'chemeduma shemes, it appeared as if he's dead, and the relative tore, the achakach meis, and then after the living relative tore, then the deathly ill relative actually died. Lo yotza yedei kriya. The tearing that was done while the ailing individual was simply had fainted is not a sufficient fulfillment of the kriya of the tearing requirement. Omer of Shimon Pazi, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapora, Lo Shanu, this source that says that you're not Yosef, that you don't fulfill your requirement, Elo Shemes Le'achar Kedei Dibor, when the actual death took place more than 3 seconds after the tearing. Avo Besech Kedei Dibor, Kedibor Domi. But if the actual death set in within Toch Kedei Dibor, within the couple of seconds that are defined by the expression Toch Kedei Dibor, then it's as if you tore on time. And this concept of Toch Kedei Dibor, Kedibor Domi, which literally means that when you are saying something and you, let us say, you reverse what you said, or you change what you said, or you add to what you said, and that addition or the change or the reversal is within 3 seconds of the initial statement, it's viewed as one continuous statement. So this concept is applicable, is binding, is true, chutz mi megade v'oved aviris kechavim u'mekadesh u'megarish. There are 4 exceptions to this rule, and they include Megadeth is someone who Rashi uses a euphemism of Vorach Hashem. It's someone who curses the Almighty if he issues such a horrendous statement and attempts to reverse it, or I didn't mean that. It doesn't work, even though the reversal is within 3 seconds of your initial statement. Idolatry, if a person said regarding a something that's idolatrous, he say declares it that is, as his god, Eli Ata is the example Rashi gives, and then he tries to reverse that within 3 seconds, doesn't work. He's already guilty of a form of idolatry. Mekadesh means a man approaches a woman in offering her marriage. And he gives her something of value in exchange for her agreeing to marriage, and she agrees to the marriage. That's it. It's binding, and the let's say subsequent objection, or I didn't really mean that, or I was just kidding, or something like that, even though it's within 3 seconds, it doesn't take effect, and the woman is considered married, and if she wants to separate from him, she'll need a formal divorce. And Megarish, a person who divorces his wife, and he gives her a divorce document, and within 3 seconds he says, oh, I didn't mean that, give it back to me. It doesn't work. She is considered divorced. So that the concept of Toch Kedibur, Kedibur Domi, is something that applies in many, many cases with these 4 exceptions. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.